2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker. Singer Sarah Brightman once lost her heart to a Starship Trooper, as the hit song went. Now she's planning to fly to the International Space Station courtesy of Space Adventures, as David Todd explains on our dedicated spaceflight blog, Hyperbola. Israel has one of the toughest aviation security environments in the world, but according to Aerial View's Ari Agosi, the authorities are taking a more relaxed view to alcohol, perfume, and other liquids bought duty-free at Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport, thanks to some new technology. On The Networker, blogger Miryu Sandurawan analyzes how Emirates' tie-up with Qantas and Qatar Airways joining Oneworld has changed the shape of the global airline marketplace. Plus, the latest offer for those signing up for our members-only FG Club is a chance to download the 2012 World Airliner Census. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Mystery still surrounds the circumstances of an apparent mid-air collision involving a Syrian Arab Airlines Airbus A320 that resulted in substantial damage to the twin jet's vertical fin. The only verification of a collision came from a brief statement released by the Ministry of Information and carried by Syrian government media, which stated that a military helicopter, possibly a MiL-MI-17 or MI-8, had collided with the jet, which had returned to land at Damascus. Unverified images of a Syrian Arab Airlines A320 in a hangar show damage to the fin and rudder consistent with at least two horizontal clockwise rotor blade strikes at a height of about 9.3 meters, ruling out a ground collision because the MI-17's rotor height is too low. Florida's Aeronautical Engineers has performed the maiden flight of its converted Boeing MD-80 freighter, and the modification specialist is optimistic of obtaining a supplemental type certificate for the aircraft by the end of the month. The passenger-to-freight converted twin jet took off on its first flight on September 28th. It has only to do a smoke test flight and has already passed its smoke test on the ground, says Robert Convey, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Aeronautical Engineers. The Israeli Air Force has released video footage of a Lockheed Martin F-16I fighter shooting down an unmanned aerial vehicle that entered the nation's airspace on October 6th. Efforts are being made to identify the UAV, the wreckage of which came down in the northern Negev area of southern Israel. Sources say it was probably unarmed. Qatar Airways has finally completed acceptance of its first Boeing 787-8 around 6 weeks later than expected. The airline completed title transfer of 787 registration A7BCB on October 5th, which is the first of 30 General Electric GEnx-powered 787s it has on firm order. Qatar has an additional 30 options and intends to operate a mix of 787-8s and -9s. The first 787 is understood to have been positioned for Victorville for interior work prior to returning to Seattle for a formal handover to the airline. Qatar Airways expects it will be at least another month before the 787 arrives in Doha. General Electric has ordered inspections on all 120 GEnx engines operating on Boeing 747-8s and 787s to check for installation errors of a component now linked to an engine failure in China last month. The service bulletin issued on October 4th calls for a one-time inspection of the first stage low-pressure turbine nozzle, a non-rotating part that directs the airflow into the trailing LPT stages. GE issued the bulletin 4 days after completing a teardown inspection of a GEnx 2B turbofan that was damaged during a rejected takeoff by an Airbridge Cargo 747-8 in Shanghai.